Hello, and Veronica Scaresbrick.
Well, thanks very much for joining me. Not so long ago, as not so long-time listeners will recall, my immediate colleagues here in the features section of the English programme were Charles Collins and Catherine Smybert. Well, as these same listeners may know, both now work at our news department. Indeed, if you happen to check out our website or listen to our world news, you'll hear their familiar voices. Voices you'll also be hearing in a moment on this weekend features programme, in two separate interviews connected to the World Day of Migrants and Refugees, which falls on Sunday, 14th of January, a day dedicated to this category of society which faces great hardship, as Pope Benedict himself highlighted in a message released in the Vatican's press office on November the 14th last year. Society across the world, the Pope said on this occasion, must work to better guarantee the rights of migrant families who face hardship, humiliation, deprivation and persecution. In this message, the second of his pontificate for this particular occasion, Pope Benedict urged for the ratification of international conventions and policies that defend all migrants, including refugees, exiles, evacuees and internally displaced persons. In a special way, the Pope focused this year's reflection on the migrant family. Now, someone whose job it is in the Vatican to deal with these specific issues is the Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant Peoples. His name, Archbishop Agostino Marchetto. Catherine Smybert spoke to him recently, asking him, to begin with, what the distinction between migrants and refugees was, a distinction which is not always so clear-cut. Let's listen to his reply.
Many times we have also mixed the fluxes, so that even if it is the day of migrants, we could comment also of this situation, very difficult and very bad, of the refugees in Syria, the refugees coming from Iraq. It is not the first time that we comment about this, because when there was a meeting in Rome trying to resolve the situation of war which was existing in Lebanon, we advocated the possibility of Syria of opening the borders to accept people coming from Lebanon also, so that the preoccupation of the Holy See is continuous. And our Pontifical Council has the duty in the context, which is the general context, to stress the necessities and difficulties of special categories of people living in the areas of war or violence, etc. And in fact, they are very weak in comparison also with the others. I am referring to the migrants which were before and are still in Lebanon, and now the refugees, thousands and thousands in Syria coming from Iraq or other areas. So I think that is important that in the general context there will also special consideration for the weakest categories of people who are involved in a situation of war.
We hear on a daily basis almost terrible news of migrants who also trying to attempt to also, as you say, become refugees, leaving their countries, who are dying in travel or upon their destination, if they can manage to get out at all. How does the Church specifically and the Holy See recommend nations to take action?
Yes, I think the first necessity or the first role is to welcome the people when they arrive, in fact, if they arrive, as you mentioned, the terrible situation now, for instance, the people coming from Senegal, we heard more than 100 people died, it seems, because of this tentative to go to a country in which they hope to have a better future. And this is again the question of distinction between refugees and migrants, but because of the mixed fluxes, the very difficult distinction. So the welcome attitude is important, and also to stress the fact that human rights are valid, applicable also to the people who are trying, even in a not regular way, to arrive to a certain country to have a better life. So this is the first attitude. The church must encourage the governments to have this attitude, and many local churches through Caritas and other organizations, and also the Pastoral Commission for Migrants and Itinerant People are, joining these organizations, the Red Cross also, to give a concrete help to the people when they arrive to a certain country. And, of course, the welcome attitude must go on, and not only the first reception, but must go on in a second phase, we can say, of welcome. The third point is to stress that it is important to create situations in these very poor countries which are not pushing the people to fly away. And this, fortunately, is becoming more and more common also in the meetings of various organizations and governments. That is very important. Of course, the framework is the question of a new international order, and that is the great point. You know, we cannot, that is also the point of view of our Pope and of different dicasteries of the Roman Curia and of different local episcopates, etc. But we can no more go ahead in this way without taking into consideration, even as a question of globalization, the general situation of millions and millions of people who are starving, dying without water, without capacity of development, etc., diseases.
Indeed. As you say, each of these people should be seen as our brothers and sisters who deserve to be treated with dignity and with all their rights. And in fact, with the new UN report, they say that yearly, I mean, it's just increased the sort of flow of migration. Perhaps we can even look at migrants themselves as shaping our world today, as changing as we become more globalised.
I am sure of this. I think we consider, the Church consider this mobility, human mobility, a sign of the times. And there is no doubt that in the near future or in the far future, there will be more and more a new world coming up. And of course, we can see the difficulties, but we must also consider, that is the point of view of our instruction, Erga Migrantes Caritas Christi, the charity of Christ towards migrant, to see the opportunity which is given to live together people coming from different nations, and the chance to try to know and to accept the other and try to live as brothers, as you said, sisters, or at least as brothers and sisters in humanity. Yes, I think that it is important to think. Our Pontifical Council is considered a think tank of these matters, I mean, human mobility. I think it is important to think, and it is important to try to see it with a bit of heart. Also, so the thoughts and sentiments, feelings, and trying to win bad things with good things. This is very important to understand that every one of us has a duty, a responsibility to create around himself or herself a world which is more peaceful and more human, and for us, more Christian, of course.
My thanks there go to the Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerants, Archbishop Agostino Marchetto. And thanks too to my colleague Catherine Smybird for interviewing him there. Meanwhile, as announced earlier on, I'd like to turn now to another colleague's interview connected to this theme of migrants and refugees. It's a tiny part of an interview done by Charles Collins following Pope Benedict's address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See for the traditional exchange of New Year greetings. In this interview, Charles speaks to one of the many ambassadors to the Holy See to whom this speech was addressed, focusing at one point on an aspect mentioned by Pope Benedict which escaped most people's notice. The ambassador in question is the ambassador of Nigeria to the Holy See, Dr. Kingsley Sonny Ebenye.
Another aspect of the Pope's speech that may have been overlooked by some is he spoke a lot about migration, people moving from countries for various reasons. Some are refugees, for example, from these conflict zones. Other are economic migrants. Now, throughout the world, Nigeria has several immigrants who are
outside
of Nigeria, mostly the economic migrants. What would you like to see other countries do, especially here in Europe, to a lesser extent in the Americas, also in the Middle East, to help with these migrants? What are the issues that are facing migrants from Nigeria and other countries?
Like the Holy Father pointed out, you know, the issue of immigration cannot be solved by force. You don't use force to stop migration. Some people migrate, you know, because they want a greener pasture. They want to live a more dignified living. They leave their country to travel. Others are forced because of all this crisis, the Holy Father pointed out. Yes. So what we are preaching and what the Holy Father is saying, that these countries where these immigrants are, should see them, treat them as human beings, and then, you know, try to integrate them. If possible, offer them some more jobs to do. Just kind of talking about integration, you know, getting them, because migration is a natural phenomenon. Even the European countries or developed countries, they still migrate to other countries for one reason or the other. So you don't use force to stop people from coming to a country. Just accept them, and then they should follow a due process in coming into a country and get integrated with the society.
Of course, the Holy See is, you know, of course, the head of the Catholic Church in the world, but it's also a diplomatic force in the world. What role do you see the Holy See playing in, for example, the situations happening in Africa? What do you think the Holy See can do to help with these crises, even not just the conflicts, but also the food, the economic situations? What role do you see the Holy See playing?
The role they are playing, you know, they talk to our leaders, to the leaders, African leaders, talk them to imbibe the, you know, dialogue in solving these conflicts. The Vatican City, the Holy See, they play a role in education. They educate people from this country, continent, and they give aids too. So they're playing a lot of roles, especially in Nigeria. We have so many Nigerian priests studying here under the scholarship of the Vatican. Some doing health care programs. They bring them here, teach them, and then go back to the Africa and then talk to other people. So they are playing a lot of role, yeah, which we appreciate. Yeah.
My thanks there go to the Ambassador of Nigeria to the Holy See and Spain, Kingsley Sonny Ebenye. And thanks too to Charles Collins for this interview. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.